Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us for week two of our meditation challenge. My name is Anna Gieselman, and I'm a yoga teacher here at Castle Hill, and I will be your meditation MC for the day. So go ahead and find a comfortable seat on your meditation cushion or on your couch or wherever you've found over the past week to really be a good place for you to sit, a comfortable position. And from this place, allow your spine to lift up nice and tall, grounding down through your legs. So your inner leg, your groin, your quads, your hips are all pretty relaxed and heavy. From there, allow your spine to sit up tall from your sacrum through your low back, through your middle back, up the back of your neck, all the way reaching out of the back of your skull. And from there, allow your front body to relax. So your face, in particular, your jaw and your tongue are all soft. Release the muscles around your eyes. Skin across your brow, maybe even yawn, open your mouth and just really release the hinge of your jaw into your throat, into your chest, and then keep on going. Allow your middle torso to soften. Release any gripping through your lower belly and into the legs. So you want to start to cultivate this idea in your body of a strong back and a soft front. So as you meditate, the spine really supports you, and even a kind of energetic spine through the middle of your body, where you're held together and sitting up tall, but the muscles are soft and relaxed. You're not tensing up through your shoulders, not gripping through your hips or through your jaw. And establishing this balance between activation and relaxation. From there, breathing in through your nose, take a nice, long, full barrel chest breath in. And a big, slow exhale out. Taking a moment here to connect in with how it feels to breathe deeply. And continuing in that pattern of intentional breath. So a lot of times throughout the day, you know, whether we're driving or talking even or at our desks, we're breathing pretty shallow, just in the top of the chest. So see if you can start to fan out the space on the side of your ribs, in the front of your ribs, the back of your ribs. And every exhale that leaves your body brings in another layer of stillness, of quiet, of relaxation. And I invite you to imagine your breath as a washing mechanism. So as you breathe in and you feel the cool air come in through your nostrils, it can wash over your brain, wash down the back of your neck, wash into your chest, and take with it, as you exhale, busyness in your mind. Take with it stress. Take with it things that you might be kind of struggling with in your moment. And giving yourself permission and space to really sit here. So meditation, that can be a pretty loaded word for some people. And I think a lot of times when we think about meditation, we're imagining that our mind will just be totally empty, like a wide open sky, that you won't have thoughts, you won't have feelings, you won't have things coming up. But that's really not realistic. That's not an honest interpretation of meditation. In reality, meditation is really just sitting still and being present with yourself. And there's a lot of different types of meditation out there, and some things work better for other people. So I invite you to explore that throughout our month-long challenge, but as well as in your own life. You might find that certain things work better for you than others. But what I really encourage you to do is to drop the notion that through sitting, there's going to be a magical moment where the pressures of your life evaporate, or where the talking of your mind just disappears. And there's this really great author named Lama Surya Das, and he wrote a book a while ago called Awakening the Buddha Within. And one thing that he says about meditation that I really appreciate and resonate with is that meditation requires so little. All you have to do is stop doing whatever else you are doing and just be there. And that seems really simple. Just stop doing everything else and be there with yourself. Be here in this moment. Breathing, feeling, sitting. So continue on through the practice today with lengthening out each inhale and lengthening out each exhale. And if you feel distracted or you feel like there's a lot going on, you can let your breath really be the anchor, be the one thing that you always return back to. So it's inevitable that your mind will be talking, and that's pretty typical, pretty regular. But meditation really is the process of kind of intercepting that chatter and just making you aware of it. So you say, oh yeah, yep, I'm doing it again. I'm thinking about work, or I'm thinking about my family, or I'm thinking about things. So how does it feel to breathe? And how does it feel to sit? Another thing that Lama Surya Das says in this book is we meditate in order to wake up to what is, and thus arrive in the total immediacy and authenticity of life in the very present moment. So meditation really is the idea of waking up to what is. And that could be waking up to how busy your mind is, or waking up to what your patterns are. You know, there's a lot that could really mean. But that's what's authentic about you, and that's what's authentic about the moment you're in. And just waking up to that is a really powerful and beautiful thing. So as we sit today, I'd like to encourage you to just be with yourself, whatever that means right now. And when our meditation is done, I'm going to ring a small bell, and that will let you know that our time is concluded. So you don't really have to think about how much longer you're sitting, or what's next, or what's happening. Really, you can just be here with yourself without the constraints of time, without having to plan for the next thing. So on that note, I will leave you to it. So again, take a full breath in, full breath out, sitting up nice and tall, resting your face, resting your jaw. And waking up to the total immediacy and authenticity of your life in this very present moment. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us in this challenge. If you'd like to leave feedback and let us know how we're doing or how these meditations are for you or anything, really, we'd love to hear from you. I know myself and all the other teachers that are guiding you, we'd just love to know how this is for you. So you can leave comments on the blog or let us know in person. We're all around at the gym for the most part. And again, thank you. Have an awesome day. Bye.